coming to the end of Yihi Chavoyt, and it ends off with a pasuk we start Maariv with, V'rachad mikapa avayim, v'le yashchis, v'hir balaj v'apay, v'le yakel chamasai, Hashem v'yishia ha-melech ya'anin v'yayim kareinu. Nevertheless, the merciful one is forgiving of iniquity, he doesn't destroy, he frequently withdraws his anger, not arousing his entire wrath. Hashem, save us. May the King answer us on the day that we call. Powerful, heavy words. Rashi, it comes from Tehillim. Rashi explains, V'rachim lahem. He's merciful to us. He always forgives us. He never destroys us. Hashem is long-suffering. And it's important to focus on the fact that Hashem always has rachamim upon us. It's what we always daven for in Ila. The Rekeach says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is racham. He goes beyond the letter of the law. He kind of breaks his own rules, so to speak, in order to forgive us when we return to him. He just doesn't. He doesn't destroy. He doesn't. Even though, really, by rights, when we do our various, when we violate Hashem's will, which is really the very source of our existence, we forfeited our right to existence. Hashem's merciful. He understands that part of being human is to have free choice. And free choice is a double-edged sword. It makes our choices meaningful, but obviously there's a capacity to make mistakes and make big mistakes. And therefore, Hashem is long-suffering. He's compassionate. He understands. He gives us time to make amends. He wants us to return to him. And really, all the Mepharshim on the Pesukim say, and so just others, it's the same thing. He doesn't destroy a person because of their sins. The Chida says something very beautiful. He says that Chazal say, if a person is humble, it's as if they've offered up all the korbanos. The person is humble. They're saved from all of Hashem's decrees that are difficult, harsh. For avon is the same letters as anav. Sin is the same letters as humility. To tell us, if a person has humility, the sin goes away. V'hurachon yikaper avon. If a person has anava, has humility, which is the letters of avon, Hashem will forgive our sin. The extent to which we show humility is the extent to which it's as if we've offered up korbanos, and then Hashem will forgive us. It's an unbelievable idea. Person makes a mistake. They've done something wrong. They could entrench themselves. They could dig in. They could say they've done nothing wrong. It's okay anyway. It doesn't really matter. They can become belligerent about it. And they can be in a confrontational relationship with Hashem. God forbid. In such a situation, Hashem's not so quick to forgive. But if a person's able to come to the senses and realize they made a mistake and have the humility to admit, that's the korban that we offer up nowadays. Humility is the ability to say, I made a mistake. I don't know everything. I'm a human being. I accept there's something bigger than me. And I'm willing to do what it takes to repair and restore that relationship. And then Hashem has infinite mercy upon us.